want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for no blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is Dave Hodges, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show, and it is Sunday evening, July the 5th. Our special thanks to Doug Hagman for joining us on short notice. And the reason I say short notice is because we were supposed to cover the controversial topic of Planet X this evening, and unfortunately our guest Bob Fletcher got evacuated because of forest fires in his immediate area. We'd ask that you pray for the safety of Bob, his family, and his property, and we will reschedule Bob to come back on at a later time. So I discovered this about 15 minutes before airtime. I prevailed upon Doug. And in fact, if you haven't written down that number, if we ever are not here on the Common Sense Show and you can't catch us, Doug is going to start simulcasting the show beginning next week. And if we discover we're not here, we'll just hook right into Doug's system and we'll go from there. And that number to listen live to his weekly show as well, too, which runs 8 to 11 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And the show time here would obviously be identical. That number is 661-244-9839. So keep that as a safety backup, because we want to bring you the news and events as they're occurring in real time in an uninterrupted fashion. So again, our thanks to Doug, and we wish him a speedy recovery, as he had an accident which has been excruciatingly painful, and he's really toughing it out. He toughed it out to come on with us. Just a couple of things. Doug's going to be back next week, and we're going to talk specifically about other things in a different venue, different format, different genre, and he's going to be on for 2 hours. The following week, we're going to be joined by Steve Quayle. And Steve and I had a very pointed conversation on the phone about 2 weeks ago, where we discussed should we leave America or not because of the dangers that are unfolding and what it means to people like Steve and myself. And Steve said that he wanted to come on and talk about these options and what people should know. So we're going to talk about expatriation as well as the current state of affairs in the world. Well, that's on the 19th. On the 26th, we have my good friend John B. Wells coming on. And again, we're going to talk about the state of world affairs and what he's into. And oh, has he been turning over some stones and been very controversial in the process. And so he's going to come on and talk about that. So we keep lining up the great guests. We keep bringing you great information. We appreciate you tuning in record numbers to hear these terrific guests. And I feel so blessed and honored that these people are joining us. And among them is a first-time guest this evening, but he's really kind of an old friend. It's a guy I've been talking to for over a year. We talk a lot. We've collaborated on some things. And see, this surprises people in the Patriot community. You know, why do you compete or cooperate and do things with Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle and why our next guest, Jim White? Why do you guys do that? Because we care about the country. Because we care about the future of our kids. Because how we view what's going on is much more important than any intramural competition that we can create in and among themselves. Hey, now, there are people out there who want to do harm to the Common Sense Show. There are people that want to bring down Doug Hagman. But at the end of the day, most of us have become very good friends, very close friends. We cooperate on things, and we are not the enemy. It's not an ABC, NBC versus CBS kind of thing. We are very, very comfortable with each other. And we realize that if one of us succeeds in getting the word out, we're able to mobilize the people and effect a positive change in certain areas, that we all win. This is why we continually support each other's actions. These aren't false platitudes that you hear that we exchange on the air when we appear together. We're friends. In fact, Doug and I discussed at length today future projects we're going to be looking at. I've talked to Steve about some things as well, and our next guest, Jim White. Jim White is one half of the Liberty Brothers. Jim White is a good, solid broadcaster. He knows his stuff. And the reason I'm saying this is because many of my listeners may not be familiar with Jim unless you've listened to the Liberty Brothers, and you already know what I'm telling you. Jim probably has the best technical mind with regard to the technology surrounding radio of anybody that I know. But above and beyond that, his heart's in the right place. He's a true patriot, and I'm proud to call him a friend. And when Bob Fletcher canceled, I was able to get a hold of Jim, and he was in a broadcast. And he was whispering, "Oh, okay, Dave, I can come on your second hour." And he graciously has offered to do that. So, Jim White, thanks for joining us, putting yourself out there for everybody. And we need to do this more often. I can't believe you have never been on my show before. And I've been on your show a number of times. So excuse my bad manners and welcome.
Well, geez, you know, Dave, I'm not sure if I'm worthy of all those accolades, but I thank you so much for that. You know, I tell you, it is one of the great things, you know, in this movement that we're in here, call it the Liberty Movement, call it the Patriot Movement, is that, you know, there are some knuckleheads. There's no doubt about it, like there isn't anywhere else, but there really is some genuinely really good, honest, salt of the earth, just, you know, wanting to do the right thing by people. You know, and there's a very few broadcasters, Dave, that really, like, make a living doing, you know, radio and running a website. It's, you know, there's not a lot of money to go around for the the Patriot Movement, the alternative news. So this is really a labor of love. Most of it, you know, for most of the people that do this, this is because we care about our nation. We have children. We look in their eyes and we're concerned about their future. And, I'm just honored, Dave, that you thought enough to have me on your show. And yeah, I think you've even co-hosted our broadcast once, didn't you? I think a couple weeks ago or a month or so ago.
Yeah, I think it was like in the last week of May. And I co-hosted it, and I was actually out and about, and I was able to work that out with your co-host, Jason. And what I did is I pulled over at a nearby high school, and I wanted to find a shady place because it was about 95 degrees that day here in Phoenix. And I wanted to be in a relatively quiet place, so I pulled in to the high school. They probably surprised they didn't call the police on me. And I did the interview with Jason from a baseball dugout on a high school baseball field. So that was a first for me. But I did guest host. It was a great experience. You guys have a terrific show. In fact, before we get very far into this, let's stop right now and let's tell people how you can listen to the Liberty Brothers live.
Oh, great. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. Well, you can certainly go to the website, thelibertybrothers.com. On that website, we have posted a lot of our interviews that we've done. G. Edward Griffin, Mike Adams, just, you know, a lot of the same people, a lot of the same great guests that you've interviewed, Dave. We're on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com/studio B. There's a link on our website on the Listen Live. We've just moved to Sunday this week, actually. It was our first Sunday broadcast. We used to be on weekdays, 5 days. Some things, for a variety of reasons, happened in our personal lives, let's say. So we had to switch things up a little bit. So we're on 1 day a week now on Sunday. However, I'm going to be starting my own podcast a week from tomorrow, which, of course, I'll be asking you to come on, Dave. But you can go to libertybrothers.com and pretty much get all the information on YouTube, the Liberty Brothers radio show on YouTube. We have a lot of our old interviews. I think we probably got 5 or 6 or 7 interviews with you on there, Dave. They get probably the most hits of almost any of our videos are the ones we have with you, my friend.
Yeah, it just goes to show you sometimes there's low entertainment days. You're also involved in a food group called Numana, who's soon going to be a sponsor on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com and also here on the radio show. So for my listening audience, if they want to know about Numana Foods and why they should get it, what would you tell them? And tell them where they can also go and purchase it with the /Hodges.
Indeed. You know, it was kind of a You know, and the reason, you know, you mentioned something earlier, you know, the reason that people may not have heard about me is because I've never really done this for me. I've always done it for the information. So I was very shocked when actually the president of Numana called me on the phone. He got my number from a mutual friend, and he had said things like, you know, and I'm trying to be a modest here, this is him, not me. You know, Jim, we heard about your reputation. We know that you're a solid guy. You know, we really want you to work with us at Numana. So they really contacted me and sent me some food samples. And, you know, I've had storable food, of course, and I've tried quite a bit of it. And once they sent me these samples and I tried the food, you know, I was hooked. And I called them back and said, you know, absolutely. You know, with the packaging, 25-year shelf life, 100% GMO-free, no MSG. The taste was knocking out of the park. Gluten-free options. I just said, "Yeah, I'll be on board." So we put together the program, and we have a website called FoodForLiberty.com, and that's where we sell all the Numana food. And Dave, you are certainly a member of the Food for Liberty program. And you guys out there in Dave's listening audience can reach Dave's particular part of the program by going to foodforliberty.com/Hodges. If you just go and type in your browser foodforliberty.com/Hodges, you'll be able to get some great quality food, and you'll be able to help out your favorite radio broadcaster.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the service you're providing. Numana does a great job. They've got an impeccable reputation. I had the owner of Numana on the show to talk about why people need to worry about food preparation, because if we do, and Doug said this in the last hour, at the top of his list, the first thing he mentioned for a precipitating event that will lead to martial law will be an economic meltdown. Well, then nothing gets shipped. The stores will be empty within 2 days. You're going to need to have a way to keep feeding your family. You'll have to have a way to protect them, too, but that's another subject for another time. So, again, it's foodforliberty.com. And if I'm not mistaken, Jim, isn't that F-O-R instead of the number 4, Food for Liberty, on the website address?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was on the mute. Food for Liberty, FOODFORLIBERTY, Food for Liberty. .com/Hodges.
It's something I'm proud to be a part of, because people need to take food preparation seriously, as my wife and I did, you know, several years ago, because we saw things unfolding. You know what really got us to do this, Jim? Kind of interesting. Why did the Hodges family enter the prepping business in a first entry kind of foray? Well, I had a former basketball player who was from Nashville. And he and I were very, very close and continued to talk through the years. And one day he calls me up. Now, he knows I got a radio show, but he didn't know anything about it. Now he's a regular listener. Hi, Will. He calls me up and says, Coach, what's FEMA? I said, what do you mean, what's FEMA? He says, FEMA just went through my house. And I said, well, why did they go through your house? He said they showed up at the door. They flashed their badges. And he said that they wanted to come in and check for my food preparation. And I said, you know, this is a big man. Will's 6'7", and weighs about 250. He's not a guy you want to meet in a dark alley. And he says, you're not coming in my house. You got a warrant? I said, no. He says, well, get the hell out of here. And the one guy pulled his jacket back and exposed his shouldered firearm. And he says, we're coming in one way or the other. He said, it just depends on how difficult you want to make this. So they threatened him. So he let him in, reluctantly. And he's home watching his baby. His wife's working. You know, he's taking graduate classes at the time. And so he's home during the day. They come in, and they don't go to the kitchen. They took a right turn down the hall. And he says, what are you looking for? He says, kitchen's over here. He goes, no, we're looking at the pantry. And what they told him was, we're going around randomly to homes. And I've had a couple other people tell me they've had these visits, too. And they're checking to see how much food on a spot check basis people have. And I said, well, how much did you have, Will? And he says, well, we just got into Costco, so we probably had about 3 months' worth. He said, we buy in bulk because it's what you do at Costco. And they told him that soon you won't be able to own that much food at one time. They said they recommended he only have 2 weeks. And this would have been, oh gosh, 5 years ago. I believe this is about 5 years ago. So people need to take this stuff seriously. And when you get the food, you better find a place to hide it. Side panels, you know, fake walls, whatever it is. You do need to invest in food safety, because there's going to come a day when the food trucks stop rolling. And the 3,000-mile salad has gone the way of the dodo bird. And you're going to need to have a way to supply food for your family. Well, Jim,
if I can interject for one quick second. If you look back, I think this happened this past year in the winter. There was just a threat of a snowstorm in New York. Just a threat. I think it was a threat of an 18-inch snowstorm. It never subsequently transpired that the snowstorm never hit New York. However, the shelves were absolutely cleared of food in hours, and it was just on the threat of a snowstorm. Now, we don't deal with, you know, we deal with realities in the world we live in here. There certainly is hurricanes. You know, there certainly are snowstorms. There's floods. There's tornadoes. There's, you know, the power grid, as we found out some years back, in certain spots is precariously inadequate. So, you know, we are at a point where, you know, we always have been, and then people have went away from that. So things like storable food that you can buy, it's under $2 a serving. You can't really go wrong with it, 25-year shelf life. But yes, Dave, I encourage, just like you, you know, it's a peace of mind. It's security. You know, food is life. Have a month or two or three at least saved up. I'd recommend a year. But if you don't have that kind of money, you know, get 3 months at least. What do you think, Dave? That's probably a... You want to get more, but if you had to have a minimum, wouldn't you say about 3 months is probably the lowest you'd want to go?
Six.
Six, yeah.
Six,
that's
six
better.
Per person.
Yeah.
And I have two. I have 2 months, in, or 2 years, I should say, and we've hidden some of it for good reason. Because under Executive Order 13603, Jim, they can come to your house under a declared emergency by Obama. He needs no approval to say this. They can clean out your house of water, food preparation, food, power tools, and you. 13603 provides for slave labor. It says in sections 801 and 502 and 601 that they can come and under the Secretary of Labor declare you to be in a consultant basis. And they say consultants will not be paid, and they can send you to do whatever they want. So, you know, Jim, when we talk about what Alex Jones used to mention this years ago, the civilian inmate labor program or labor brigade, and people laughed at him. This is exactly what Executive Order 13603 brings, is taking all your food, all your water, all the food production across the country, controlling every body of water, which they are right now. And they can conscript you, your family, send you to different locations, and you could literally be in slave labor camps. In fact, if you're saying, oh, Dave, I don't know about that, that sounds kind of fanciful. Well, after the show, go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Go to the search engine that I provide and write in Executive Order 13603. And I have in there somewhere around 6 or 7 articles that I've written on this. Read them. Take the 20, 25 minutes I'll take to read them, and you'll see everything that I'm saying right here is documented. So, Jim, I believe they're going to come and try to take your food.
You know, Dave, I don't have the numbers memorized like you do, but you are indeed correct. I have read that very same documentation that you referred to. What you speak is the truth, which I have always found it to be. But, no, you are right. That gentleman that said that you won't be able to have this much food, you know, of course, it's always going to be couched as it's the greater good. It's for everybody's well-being. Even though these people had plenty of time and plenty of warning and plenty of opportunity to prepare themselves, of course, we're going to be punished for their lack of motivation. You know, and isn't that the way that it always is these days? It's just, you know, we were talking earlier today. We had our first show today. And, you know, it's just our first show for the weekend, I should say, for Sunday. And, you know, it's just, Dave, it's almost like a bizarre world that we're living in here, how things are completely turned upside down. I mean, the people that should be in jail roam free, and the people you know, that should be roaming free are sitting behind bars. It seems like what's wrong is right, and what's right is wrong these days, my friend.
I know. It's crazy. That was crazy. People really need to do their own research on this, because I got to tell you what really wears me out is I'll get these messages to the website board or to my email. They'll say, Dave, you need to stop fear-mongering and stop trying to scare people. And I used to say to them, it was a waste of time. I'd say, what part of the documentation didn't you get? When I put the blue hypertext link in an article, and it takes you right to whitehouse.gov, and it says exactly what I'm claiming it says to do, conscripted labor, unpaid conscripted labor, seizing all resources, you know, whether it's manufacturing, food, water, food production, doesn't matter. It's all right there. And there are still people who won't believe it. I mean, you've got to be frustrated beyond belief, as I am with some people that, you know, you can hit them over the head with the facts. The old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them think. Used to be drink, now it's think. Or you, what is that? You can lead a sheep to knowledge, but you can't make them think.
Well, yeah, I'm with you, man. And I'm more than frustrated. I mean, my wife is away right now visiting some family. And she's had conversations with them and, I mean, laid everything out. And, I mean, responses like, you know, I know all that stuff, but I just want to live my life and go to work and just, you know, I just want to be left alone. Well, they know these things. People, I think, inherently know these things. It's not, you know, it's stupidity is one thing, or ignorance, I should say, is another thing. You know, if you're ignorant and you just don't know it, you don't know it. But to know it and to just not care and to be so, you know, so blasé about things and just so uninvolved, that is the real crime, Dave. And I find that... I think most people, you know, when people say fearmonger, to me, what that means is, hey, wait a minute, you're about to make me get up off my butt here and have to do something. Stop. Stop right now, or I'm going to have to actually get off the couch and be motivated.
Yeah.
So
you're
a fearmonger.
That's the music. We got to step away, or we won't be able to pay our bills. That's fearmongering. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors. I want to talk to you again about, you just heard Jim mention this, our newest sponsor here for the Common Sense Show. And I got to tell you, not complaining, and I haven't come on the air and begged for money, but I have set up with a couple of organizations that if you purchase from them, the money in some fashion comes back to me, because we still need to make significant upgrades. And if we have to up and leave for unforeseen reasons, it's going to cause me to spend more money. So we're asking you to support these sponsors who bring us necessary services and supplies. In fact, as I've mentioned on the show before, I turn away advertising on this show, not because I engage in a multitude of exclusive agreements, but I do it because of the fact that I have to believe in the product or the service before I'll say, yeah, that's a guy I want to identify with. That's someone who I trust my audience with. And we have these kinds of people, and the Food for Liberty people for Numana Foods are just such people. And it's really the best way, certainly one of the very best ways, that you can go out and supply your food needs for an uncertain future. It's better to have it there than wish someday you did before you need to go next door and beg from your neighbor or worse. So it's foodforliberty.com/Hodges. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Go click it on and you'll see all the fine product line that they have to offer. And also I'd like to reiterate what I said about Steve Quayle and gold and silver and precious coins. You need a hedge against what's coming. When the economy collapses, folks, it ain't going to come back in its present form. They won't reinstate the dollar. Your dollar won't be worth a dollar. If you're lucky, it would be Cyprus. Where would they get 40 cents out of the dollar? We're not even going to see that. In fact, if we were going to see that, they wouldn't have done what they did last November 10th in 2014 at the G20 conference, and also the drill they did in England between the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, and the Bank of England. They wouldn't have done all this where they declared your money not to be money once you put it in the bank. It's called an unsecured deposit. Check it out, November 10th and November 16th. Those are the two dates. The G20 endorsed this, and the G20 nations have moved to this. They are preparing to steal your bank account. This is why you only want to keep a serviceable amount of money in your bank. And you can't just walk up because of structuring laws that are sending ex-Speaker of the House Hastert to prison. You can't just go up and take your money out of the bank anymore. It's their money. They're only going to let you take so much. So what you got to do is write that check and convert that soon-to-be worthless cash into gold, silver, and precious coins. Please do this. Please don't get caught like my grandparents did on my mother's side. They had money. They had real wealth. And they left the money in the banks, even though people told them to take it out. And they lost everything. And my mom's side of the family went from being well-to-do, they had politicians, entrepreneurs, CEOs, to being paupers. To be an absolute paupers. Don't let that happen to you. Call Steve Quayle in the morning. He'll work with you with your budget. 406-586-4842. Again, that's Renaissance Precious Metals. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. We're joined by my friend Jim White of the Liberty Brothers. And wow, he does some great broadcasts. He covers some terrific topics. He has some of the biggest names on in our industry and some of the most important guests. Jim, I want to ask you a couple questions, though. You, as a talk show host, cover a variety of things. And we were supposed to have Bob Fletcher on, and my apologies, because Bob was forcibly evacuated from his home, if you just tuned in, because of a forest fire threat, and he wasn't able to be on with us tonight. We will reschedule Bob. Bob and I have a very good relationship. I know I'll be able to get him back on the air, and we'll put him on for 2 full hours. But what's your thoughts on Planet X, Jim? You got any opinion on that?
Oh yeah, we've discussed it quite a few times. We've had a few call-in guests talk about it at length. We've had one stayed on for probably a half an hour. We've had Ben Davidson, who would be an excellent guest for you to get as well, Dave. Ben Davidson from suspiciousobservers.com, and Dave is Ben, I should say, is. Remarkably, he literally does a YouTube video every single solitary day. He just got married. He did a video the day he got married. He had a baby. He did a video that day, too. I mean, he does it every day, and he monitors all of this space weather, all of the solar flares, earthquakes. This guy's on top of it. And we asked him specifically about that Nibiru. And under the auspices of, you know, we hear a lot of talk about underground bunkers, about the elite, the $2-point-something trillion that they lost, and many more trillions of black money has been going into creating an underground network of tunnels and strongholds. And you've probably heard some of that similar information, Dave. And we, the thought was, was because of Planet X. It's going to be rolling through, and apparently the debris is 23 miles long, and we'll be under that barrage for about an hour here on Earth. That's the claim anyway. So we asked Ben about that. Pretty smart guy, smartest guy that I know when it comes to those type of things. And he says, not so much. He goes, if Nibiru was as close as people claim it is, the gravitational pull would already be feeling these effects. He says, and another thing is, too, most of the things that are discovered are not discovered by NASA. They're discovered by the thousands and tens of thousands of amateur astronomers all across the world that have, you know, collectively their telescopes in the, you know, their eyes in the sky 24/7. He thinks that the big push for the underground bunkers, he does agree with all that. He sees it happening. He says that it's a polar shift is what's going to happen about 2022, 2023, I believe. And he says from his estimations, it looks like they're going to be, both are going to come together in South America. And that's going to cause all kinds of catastrophic type events here on the planet when that happens. And that's why he thinks the elite are going underground. As far as Planet X is concerned, you know, there's no doubt that there have been, you know, our ancestry, here on this planet have spoken of it, have written of it. I think cave drawings, and I believe the Sumerians have written about it as well. I believe I could be wrong on that. Maybe something more contemporary, but I think it was the Sumerians that wrote on it also. So, I mean, you know, I think it's a real thing. Do I think that it's coming here to a town near you soon? The people I speak to don't think so, but, you know, I want to couch all this, you know, under the premise that I am no expert at all on this type of stuff. That's just from the people I've talked to, Dave, and the guests I've had, that's my best take on it.
Well, you're right. You refer to the Sumerians, and I do agree with you entirely. Zachariah Sitson, the late Zachariah Sitson, based an entire career on studying this, and he was the one that first popularized Planet X being a real threat. And now we're moving into what some people refer to as the danger zone. Do you think this has just gut feeling? Does Planet X, do you think, have anything to do with the great increase in earthquake activity on the planet?
Well, you know, we asked Ben that question as well. And, you know, not that I'm not the type of person that likes to refer to just one person's research. And I assure you, I'm not when I say this. I have researched it. He's just the one that I've spoken to mostly about this. He's like sort of my go-to guy when it comes to interplanetary type stuff. He says it's the sun. It's the sun. It's always been the sun, and it's always going to be the sun. The sun. He's done. Actually, he was one of the first guys I think in history. He puts together some formula, and he won an award for it. Believe it or not. And he says what it is he's been able to track when the sun puts out certain type of activities, then it increases the earthquakes. And when the sun doesn't do it, the earthquakes aren't as bad. Now, I know that sounds very simplistic, and it's a much more scientific and in-depth analysis that he does than my lame, you know, Cliff Notes version here. But I would suggest he's got a lot of information out there on his website, Suspicious Observers, and that with the observers, it's a zero. Now, I don't know if you type that in, if you have to type a zero in the web bar, but anyway, he's got a lot of information about that, but it's the sun. He says that the sun is, well, the thing that he says that's more alarming than Planet X to me, and this is all, you know, this is all verifiable, he says the Earth's magnetic shield is diminishing at sort of somewhat of an alarming rate. He says last time they checked, it was about 17-18% diminished. He expects that next time, they only do the reports every few years, he expects it'll be into probably the 20s. He said if it gets to 30% of our Earth's magnetic shield deteriorates, he goes, we're going to get to a point where we're not going to be able to come outside the house between the hours of like 10 and 3 because the radiation exposure will be so great that it will accelerate, you know, our untimely death. This is stuff that he says it doesn't look like it's going to be reversing. So, you know, Planet X, I think it's, you know, is it real? I would have to say on balance, probably. Is it here now? I would say probably not. You know, and the things that I'd like to cover and I'd like to dig into are things that I can actually prove or at least kind of prove and have scientific evidence behind it. So if I saw more evidence on Planet X or something that, you know, as a matter of fact, I asked Ben specifically, there was a big hubbub about Planet X here about a month ago where apparently Google Space blocked out this Planet X and then they put it back again. And I asked Ben about that. I said, what do you think about that? He goes, well, they did that last year. They did that the year before that. And they did that like the year before that too. They always do that. They always block it out, and then they put it back up again. He goes, go ahead and do a web search. You'll see. So, I mean, these are, you know, I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of things, Dave, that are put out there by the powers that be to create distractions. Not that we need any more of them in this nation, but, you know, some of these things are distractions to take our eye off the ball. And while they put this information out there, the real dastardly deeds, the real earth-damaging and earth-destroying stuff goes on behind the scenes in the boardrooms and you know, in private with documents that we can't read. You know, that's what I worry about more.
Yeah, Bilderberg. There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of smoke here with Planet X. There really is. I actually saw an article that was out there, and I didn't get a chance to read it. But the title said that astronomers now being killed to cover up how close Planet X is. I don't think you'd have to kill tens of thousands of amateur and professional astronomers to stop the information flow. And what I've not been able to determine, and I don't know if you know this or not, is how close would it have to be for it to be unmistakable to an average telescope? Do you have any idea?
Well, the thought is it supposed to be, by this December, it will be bright enough to be seen by the naked eye, you know, without a telescope in certain parts of the world. That is, I believe, that's what I've read up on. I've read up on it. I watched about three or four videos. I've watched the video by your guest who let's pray for Bob, because I, you know, no one likes to be burned out. I know that. But yeah, I have watched a video or two by him. So what I'm understanding is, I don't know the exact distance, but I know it's about December. It's supposed to be like a bright star that we can see, like a bright star, and it'll just keep getting closer and closer and bigger and bigger. Now, it's apparently supposed to have 5 other smaller planets orbiting around it, and like a 23-mile debris of, you know, space debris. That's 23 million mile, I should say. I meant to say 23 million mile. A 23 million mile space debris. And it's supposed to pass between the Earth and the Sun, and we're supposed to be getting hit by that debris belt. But again, something that size, that has the ability to draw a 23 million mile tail behind it, you gotta believe if it was getting close, like Ben said, we would really, really be noticing the gravitational effects of something that large getting that close. Because that would be unmistakable. This is something that wouldn't be like, it wouldn't sneak up on you. It wouldn't be a surprise. He goes, that's a very, if it's true, he goes, that's a very, very, very large entity. And that would definitely, we'd be feeling some effects of the gravity. Now, I think Bob says we are. I think I remember in Bob's interview, he says we are feeling some effects with gravity. So I don't think either person's lying. I think they're just looking at different information.
You know, I saw a document put out by the late Bill Pollack. And Bill was a dear, dear friend who passed several years ago from cancer. And he showed a couple of things in the document. Actually, it was a video. He played it at a private conference that he invited me to. Gosh, I want to say it was 1997. And in it, he showed something called SDS-48, SDS-72, which was, it looked like war games between spacecraft and near-space orbit. And he said, that's all our stuff. He said, don't look at ETs there. It's all our stuff. And the other thing he showed was this documentary that a private person that he knew put together as a briefing for the CIA. And he was able to get a copy of it and smuggled it out. And it said that as the Earth's magnetic field begins to deteriorate, and this is kind of what you were referencing earlier, and it's supposedly an effect that what you might see from a Planet X is that people will begin to exhibit extremely bizarre behaviors, usually spontaneous rages and so forth. And I've been thinking about this a lot recently, because in my personal private life, I see spontaneous rages that seemingly come out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever. Drivers, and just like last night, my wife and I were driving home. We encountered a road rage guy. It's just crazy out there right now. And I wonder if it could be that. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that's interesting. You know, that's an interesting topic. I haven't heard that before about the effect that radiation would have on, you know, the human condition like that. That's an interesting postulation, but I haven't really done much research on that. But you know, it seems plausible. You know, I know that the sun certainly has an effect on a lot of things. You know, certainly our own body uses the sun to produce, I believe, vitamin K, I believe. I could be wrong. I think it's vitamin D, maybe. Vitamin D, I believe, from the sun. So, I mean, you know, we do interact with the sun. There's no doubt the sun has an effect on us. Of course, stay out in the sun too long, and you'll see what an effect it has on your skin. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a part of me, Dave, that thinks that, and I don't want to sound too New Age. I'm certainly not a New Age Gaia worship guy, but there is certainly an interconnectivity amongst things, I do believe. I do believe we do have that, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, but, I mean, there is some sort of a connectivity. When I harm you, I harm my neighbor too, in a way. You know, I mean, it's just, like I said, without getting too esoteric, I don't mean to be that way, but yeah, I think we all sort of, you know, I think that affects us. I would say yes. I would say yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I'll tell you where else this popped up. At the same conference, he gave us a copy of a pilot video, and I've got this somewhere. I just don't know if it's any good. But it was narrated by Charlton Heston. Really a big name to be doing something like this 20 years ago. Now, he's passed on because of the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia. But he was a big NRA guy, and he started to see through all the deceit and lies from government that we talk about weekly on this show. And he narrated, it was a two-part series. It was one half, our history is a pack of lies, and he tried to show how University of Texas researchers, I remember this specifically, unearthed human footprints at the same strata they found dinosaur bones. And the implication from these University of Texas researchers that got real political pressure to shut up was that man is so ancient that we coexisted with the dinosaurs at some point. And the strata argument, they found it under limestone, by the way. And limestone you can't fake, takes millions of years to form, and that really got my attention. And then in the second part of the video, after we went through our hidden history and how we've been lied to and so forth, Charlton Heston covered the deteriorating magnetic field and how we'll see more bizarre behavior. Now, they had everything set up. It was pre-production piece. Commercial here, graphic here, and it was right there on the video screen, but it was a polished production. All the producers had to do was fill in the sponsors. It never aired. It was produced by NBC, and NBC canceled it before it ever aired. And at the time, you didn't see this stuff out here. This was like 20 years ago. You didn't see this out in the public. You had Michael Cremo and Dr. West from Princeton. You had a few of these people out there talking about this stuff, but you didn't have many. You know, Art Bell did a couple of shows on this. But at the end of the day, this would have been earth-shaking had this appeared, and somebody, one of the censors, canceled it. So I do think it's a reason we're seeing a lot of aberrant behavior today. And I do think that our magnetic field is in some difficulty. And by the way, if the magnetic field, Jim, goes very far away, so does the oxygen. We wouldn't be here very long.
Well, you know, you talk about what you just, something you just talked about reminded me of this YouTube video that I've watched. And I'm not sure if you've ever seen this before. Have you seen the video when someone slowed down? Remember at the end of the night when TV, before it was 24-hour television, and they used to play the national anthem? You certainly remember that when you were a lad, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen that YouTube video where they slowed down the national anthem and all of the subliminal messages that they pumped behind the national anthem when you were watching that flag? Have you ever seen that video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness, Dave.
What do you
see? You would
not
believe it. Obey government. Government is God. Submit. Comply. I'm not kidding you. It was done at such a fast rate that your naked eye could not. If you went right now, I suggest to your listeners, go right now to YouTube and type in subliminal messages and subliminal, I don't know if I can spell it, subliminal, S-U-B-L-I-M-I-N-A-L, subliminal messages on national anthem. And I was flabbergasted. I had to watch it like three times and my mouth was open, like jaw dropped to the floor. I could not believe This is an actual, this is not fake, made up. This is what they used to run behind the national anthem. So, yeah, Dave, there's a variety of reasons that we are like we are. Chemicals in the food, GMO, you know, BPH in the plastics, high fructose corn syrup. You know, I mean, we're aggressive people because we're being attacked. You know, we're being attacked chemically. Now, the magnetic field, certainly, you're right, it does have a, it does play into our whole physiology. But I suggest to you that, we're being bombarded from every direction. I mean, you, no matter where, can you even get corn, anything with corn these days, Dave, that does not have GMO? I mean, isn't up in the 90 to 95% of all corn now is GMO'd? And now they're doing GMO pretty much everything. I mean, they want to turn everything into GMO. So we're being bombarded from every direction. And I think we're just getting fed up. That's why we're so angry. You know, collectively, they're trying to kill us. And I know that sounds like a dramatic statement, but, you know, why would you put fluoride in the water? Why would you put something that's supposed to be an industrial poison? All you do is take one label on and put another label on, and now it's safe for human consumption. It doesn't sound like people that have our best interests in mind, Dave. It's a culling. I wrote an article here. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. A couple, 3 weeks ago, called the culling of the population or something of that nature. I don't remember now. But I want to say we had Deborah Tavares on our program, who you've had on many times. And you talk to Deborah Tavares for any length of time, it becomes pretty clear. They're trying to kill us, Dave. I mean, I don't know how else to put it to you, brother. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, Deborah was on here just a couple weeks ago. And I would say, overall, that's the theme that she presents, and I totally agree with her. Why do they give us fluoride in the water? Well, it doesn't do anything with cavities. I just read a study on that from the American Dental Association recently. It does lower IQ, according to Princeton and Harvard studies. So, you know, dumb people follow the directions better than people who can think. So that's why they give us...
Well, you don't drink suntan lotion, Dave, if you want to keep from getting sunburned. You don't drink suntan lotion. They're telling you to drink fluoride for your teeth? Really? I mean, let's just look at the logic. People don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. Just all they have to do is just be logical for just, 10 seconds. Why would you consume something in your internal system that's designed for basically your external system? Your teeth are not, they're internal, sure, but they're just barely internal. You know, it just washes. So drinking fluoride, that just happens to wash by your teeth randomly and poison your body is a good thing. Don't see it, Dave. Sorry, you can sell it, but I'm not buying it. Not you. I'm saying those in power.
Oh, I know. And it's okay. You can say that, too, because I do make more mistakes than I like to admit to, even though our ego presents us with defense mechanisms from really admitting the truth. But we think here on the Common Sense Show, because of the great list of guests that we get to come on, that we pretty much get it right most of the time. I mean, we have the general gist of things, and there's a real clear pattern that's formed. It's, you know, Alex Jones likes to say this. He says he has the globalist playbook because he's spent so much time studying this. I know exactly what Alex means. You give me a couple of facts about an event, I can pretty well tell you where it's going to go by now, and I know you have the same skills. It's just, it's crazy. Hey, there's something else I wanted to run by you before we ran out of time, and we got about two minutes.
Sure, of course.
But I wanted to run this by you. I mentioned to Doug in the last hour, and we're going to talk about this in the last segment of the show, but we've got a situation where we had an F-16 shot down, and I've got some insider sources, and I mean reliable sources, that tell me that... they were shot down by portable EMP weapons that are satellite-based in technology, can read the heat signatures of particular planes, and can target those planes. And they found the pilot strapped in, didn't try to eject, he didn't issue a mayday call. And I have documentation that Russia sells portable EMP weapons to North Korea, 2014. What do you know about this topic?
What I've learned about it is on the periphery. I haven't had a chance to investigate it fully. I have heard of the rumor of these portable EMP weapons, but this is news to me. Is this recent news that they shot this down? Is this?
Yeah, it was. It was a week ago this past Wednesday, so about, what, 10, 11 days ago?
And, yeah, well, that's pretty long for me. That's pretty long for me not to know about it. I'm ashamed of myself for not knowing about it. But
well, it's been buried. It came out initially in the media, and the interesting thing is, too, ISIS is accused of doing this with my sources, and it was an Iraqi general, surprise, surprise, that was piloting the plane. I can't help but suspect that they somehow got information that he was going to be piloting that plane, and that was a double motivation for them to take that plane down. But I'm going to get into this in the third hour in some depth about the significance of this for World War III, and it's a highly, highly significant event. Well, Jim, we've only got a minute left here, but let's take a moment here and talk to people about how they can follow your good work.
Well, thanks so much, David. I appreciate it. Again, you can go to thelibertybrothers.com, which is my website. I have another website, which is my sort of my flagship website, northwestlibertynews.com. Both of those have YouTube channels associated with them. You can see, I've got hundreds of videos on there with a lot of great interviews on between both those websites. And if you're interested in some storable food, some quality storable food, you can go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges, and you'll be able to get some good storable food, some great storable food, really, and then support the show. So, Dave, I'll tell you, I'm honored that you thought enough of me to bring me to your, you know, bring me in front of your audience. I so much appreciate that. And we will speak tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, we got some technology building to do.
Indeed.
Jim and I are working on top secret projects. But no, we are actually collaborating on some things. It's Doug Hagman and I are, and Steve Quayle, and we're all working for the same purpose, and that's restore this country. I watched the 4th of July music and all that good stuff last night when I was out and about, and it made me realize this country's still worth fighting for. I love America. I just hate the government that runs it. Hey, Jim, you're a great guy, terrific guest. You do a great job for liberty. Thanks for joining us. To everybody else, we will be back in hour number 3 with my friend Katie, the health chick.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.